Proclamation number 8687, dated the November 28, 1963.
Unification of ecclesiastical organizations. Spoiled teachings.
As long as people cannot decide to cleanse the Christian doctrine of all human additions, as long as every single denomination does not have the sincere will to embrace the fullest truth and to remove every error, no agreement of the churches will take place, because the various denominations can only meet within pure truth, and only then will they be united. However, no group is willing to renounce any of its spiritual knowledge and, above all, usually persists with the misguided teachings, since they are unable to differentiate by themselves as long as they are merely governed by their intellect. And, remarkably, no school of thought endorses and solely accepts knowledge gained through the working of the Spirit. God's working within the human being. Instead, they deem the product of human intellect more valuable and are unable to dissociate themselves from it. Hence the attribute of the Church, which I myself founded on earth, is rarely found as proof of credibility and truth of what is preached. The ecclesiastical organizations lack that very aspect which guarantees the truth, or they would all meet at the same truth and any disagreement would be eliminated. And thus it is to be stated to humanity's greatest regret that the pure truth can no longer be found where one would expect to receive spiritual knowledge. It is to be said that merely a thin thread connects everything when the commandments of love for God and one's neighbor are taught. Although this faintly glowing teaching material could still suffice to make truth accessible to the people, since compliance with these commandments of love also guarantees God's working in the human being, who is then taught from within, thus he is certainly able to differentiate between truth and error. But only the teaching of love has survived as divine teaching material. Consequently, every human being has the opportunity to live within truth as long as he complies with this teaching. Then he will also know that everything else is human work, which only leads to wrong concepts, that they are mere earthly expressions of what is spiritually demanded of people by God. However, people do not have the will to thoroughly cleanse the structure which they themselves have erected in the state of spiritual blindness. No school of thought desists from its doctrines and rules, and each one remains a purely secular affair as long as they advocate external customs and practices which can only be regarded as symbols which lack the true interpretation. And yet they are all fully convinced of their own school of thought. And precisely this is the tragedy, because in doing so they show their heartless attitude, which prevents them from recognizing the truth, as well as their indifference and their irresponsibility towards their souls. For every human being living within love will value truth too highly not to seriously ensure that he is living in truth. And merely a sincere question and request for it would result in enlightenment. But where can one find doubts concerning the truth among those who have made themselves leaders of people, who took on and are in charge of a teaching ministry themselves? Where, on the whole, is serious desire for truth still to be found? Why doesn't anyone raise the most important question, what is truth? Do I possess it myself? Everyone upholds with certain obstinacy what he has adopted himself without forming his own opinion. He believes himself to be devout by accepting everything without a word of protest about what was conveyed to him by other people. He shakes off all personal responsibility. He neither uses his own intellect nor his heart to examine the accuracy of what he in turn is supposed to endorse again. He himself sins against the Spirit, because the Spirit is within him and only wants to be awakened by love in order to be able to express itself. and this in a manner which will give him light and clarity so that he will become truly wise because he may receive the light from me myself which will give him brightest comprehension. But why do so few people experience this light of comprehension? Why are so many upholding spiritual values which are so unconvincing when they are seriously examined? Why are people satisfied with doctrines that have truly not come from me, and why don't they accept the precious spiritual knowledge from my hand which may be asked for and received by every person who earnestly searches for pure truth and who can, through a life of love in accordance with my will, also establish direct contact with me in order to be taught by me directly? Because you humans lack the knowledge about the working of my spirit within the human being. And this in itself is proof that you are and are not correctly instructed, that even the teachers are lacking this knowledge and that consequently they were not given their teaching ministry by me. For when I commission someone to become a teacher to his fellow human beings, I will certainly also equip him with the right knowledge. But you, who deem yourselves appointed to be in charge of your school of thought or denomination and want to be looked upon as leader, lack this knowledge. You have not been appointed by me, and you'll never be able to lead your fellow human beings into truth because you do not possess it yourselves and do nothing to receive it. And therefore take notice of what I tell you. The true church, which I myself founded on earth, can only be found where the working of my spirit in the human being is evident. And this is not outwardly recognizable, but it includes members from all the different religious communities, from different schools of thought, for they have won a living faith through a life of love. These will also know that my church does not present itself outwardly. Instead, it guarantees the closest union with me, to which I then disclose the truth as a clear spiritual perception. This is missing in those who do not belong to my church, who cannot dissociate from misguided spiritual knowledge which cannot possibly have originated in me but is a human addition, motivated by my adversary who will always oppose truth but which will never be accepted by those who give themselves to me in love and faith. And thus you will also understand that there will never be a unification of Christian denominations because each one will insist on the doctrine it has represented so far, that the argument between the denominations always concerns misguided teachings which will be anxiously guarded by every one of them because they are unwilling to abandon them. However, only truth can lead to beatitude, and only the person who genuinely wants it will also receive it if he takes the path to me directly and asks me for it in all sincerity. Amen.